Good morning. We're continuing our question when it comes to Kolbi Isha Erva, hearing one's wife sing, and we are talking in particular when she is not Tahora, when she is a Nida. Is there a problem of Kolbi Isha Erva? Erva means a woman that somebody is prohibited to, and at that time that a wife is a Nida, the husband is prohibited to her. So is there a problem with hearing her sing, singing Zmiras with her or not? So in fact, last time we saw that there are some poskim who are machmir based on a Gemara in Shabbos that compares, based on a pasuk, it compares one's wife when she is a nida to someone else's wife. And just like someone else's wife, we obviously have prohibitions, for example, sleeping in the same bed. So too, the Gemara learns from that, you can't sleep in the same bed as your own wife when she is a nida. So because of that comparison, we will extend it. And the same thing applies when it comes to Kolbi Isha Erva. Just like you can't hear your friend's wife sing, there's a problem. Kolbi Isha Erva, your own wife, when she's a Nida, is also Kolbi Isha Erva. You're not allowed to hear it. So that is the basis for some who are Machmir. In fact, we brought to that the many poskim, many Gedolim are Machmir, the Orach HaShulchan, the Ben Ish Chai, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Shevet Alevi, Halicha Shlomo, Rav Moshe Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, all were machmir on this point. Nonetheless, today's question is, are there any poskim who are lenient? And we're going to start out with the tshuva from Rav Avadia Yosef in his Yabia Omer. He brings down two rationales that we could be lenient on this question, hearing one's wife sing when she is a Nida. And first, the first rationale is based on a Maharikash. The Maharikash says that when it comes to kol and reyach, hearing the voice of someone you're prohibited to, or smelling, for example, the perfume of an erva, somebody you're prohibited to, that is an iser derabana, not an iser d'oraisa. So kolbi isha erva, and also enjoying the perfume from somebody who you're prohibited to, is an iser derabana. So accordingly, he says that hekesh, that comparison, learning that when one's wife is a Nida, we have certain prohibitions that are learned from somebody else's wife that we're prohibited to. That hekesh, that comparison to somebody else's wife, that applies when we're dealing with an Isser Mideoraisa, for example, the halachas of Nida, sharing a bed, can't share a bed with your neighbor's wife, so too when your own wife is a Nida, but that parallel to somebody else's wife is only on a deraisa level, not when we have isurei dirabanan. For example, kolbi isherva, he says, is an isur dirabanan. Some disagree with that, but the Maharikash says it's an isur dirabanan. And accordingly, we would not learn from that hekesh. We wouldn't have that parallel, so we would not have a basis to learn that the kol of one's wife is prohibited, even when she's a nida. So that is point number one of the Abia Omer, that hekesh, prohibiting, does not exist on the level of kolbi isha erva, which would be an iser derabanan. And his second rationale is, mekevan shistaklu b'ishto nida muteres l'kuleyame, because you're allowed to look at your wife, you're allowed to benefit from looking at the your wife, the beauty of your wife, kol shekein deshari lishmoa mimena kol shir. Certainly, kavacharma, you can hear her singing voice. There's no isser whatsoever. And in addition, very critical, ho'i of atida lios muteres ilav, because she is going to be permitted to you when the nida ends, and accordingly, it is going to be permitted. Just like you can look at her, you can benefit from her voice, you can benefit from looking at her, you can benefit from her voice, so we will be permitted to you eventually. So things will work themselves out. So that is the Abia Omer. In fact, there are poskim along the same line, the Tshuvas Chemdas Moshe. He says basically the same thing, that Hekesh we're not going to learn from. He says, Kocha de Hetera, we're going to be matir this. And that Hekesh, learning from your wife Nida to somebody else's wife, is not for all purposes, because we see that you're allowed to look at your wife, the places that are not private is permitted when she's a Nida to look at, the Be'ishas Re'elu, and when it comes to looking at your friend's wife, it's prohibited to look even at her small finger, at her the pinky. Ela vadai kevin sharagioba, certainly because your wife, you are accustomed to her, she will be permitted to you eventually. We're not worried about the mirshol of your hearing her voice. And he says that's general. You can look at her, so we don't prohibit that. So too, the same thing when it comes to the voice. That is going to be the same thing. Similarly, the Sefer Toafos Re'em under Yireim, he says that the Pischei Tshuva, that is Machmir when it comes to hearing one's wife when she is Anida, to not hear her voice. He disagrees with that. Shari Muta Listaka Biishto Nida, you're allowed to look at your wife. So it's the same thing that Rav Avadya Yosef said and the same thing that the Chemdas Moshe said. But what's fascinating is he brings a pasuk that we compare listening to a voice, the voice of a woman, to looking at her. Ki kolecha revu marech navet. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. And just like you can look at your voice, at your wife's, you can also hear her voice, not a problem. And then he ends with the following statement. This is a proof, based on this pasuk, that we equate voice to looking. Just like you can look at your wife, you can hear her voice. This is a raya, shein aleha tshuva. There is no refutation to this proof. Case closed, says the Sefer Tofos Rem. So the bottom line here is that we have some great gdolim that are machmir, to not hear the kol biishto erva, to not hear one's voice, one's wife's voice when she is in need. On the other hand, we do have some poskim who are lenient on it, and we will leave it at that. It is a machlokis. Have a wonderful day.